So, Jimmy, what is this talk of this cock organization you have for me?
Well, I think we got into it a little bit in one of our previous podcasts, but Bobby and I interviewed a dominatrix, Mistress Satine, down in Florida, and she had this great organizational tool that she used for all her her sex paraphernalia. We called it, Bobby called it the dick door. We got the dick door here. It's basically one of those shoe racks that hangs over the top of your door, like into your closet, that
Yes.
you'd put pairs of shoes in. And she has a whole bunch of dildos, just basically where the shoes go. And I thought that was pretty genius of her, you
That's
know?
innovative.
Yeah, really innovative, you know? She had quite the collection too. I was really surprised. She got us onto this website. Shit, I can't remember the name of it. They had the strangest dildos, like all monster ones and stuff like that, tentacles. I can't remember the name of it. And Bobby and I were going to try and get sponsored by them because we were so intrigued by all their different types. There was like, they had a horse one, they had rhino ones. It was crazy what they had. I got to remember the name of it. I got to find out the name of it. I'll send you the link once I figure it
Oh,
out.
of all those, oh, like a monster, like I can't think of like anime type of dildos.
Yeah, kind of stuff like that.
I,
Squid tentacles and.
yes, I am familiar with that company. They're a really nice company, actually. Great people. They're very like hipster, like very like Brooklynite types. I don't know if that's where they're from or not. But they are wicked cool. They have really good lube. Probably the best lube I've ever used, and their toys are awesome and high quality.
Well, we spent like a whole McNasty cast on that site and just reviewing the various dildos. It was pretty funny. That was early on too. That was probably like 3 years ago we did that.
You're high quality. I met them.
Well, what's the name of the, do you know the name of the company or you don't want to give it?
I cannot think of what it is right
I
now.
can't think of the name of the company either.
Let me look up anime.
I wonder if it has to be the same company.
Anime dildos.
It's funny. I think I sent you a picture of her dick door, and I'm just laughing at some of the ones
Bad
that
Dragon.
bad. That is it. That's it. Bad Dragon. That's the one.
Yep.
They had crazy stuff on there, like crazy, crazy stuff.
Bad Dragon, please be sure to sponsor us. We love your toys. Oh yeah, I'm looking at like an octopus tentacle one right now. Oh, they've won some awards. I'm not surprised because they're a really good company. They won AVN awards.
You
Looks
remember
like
when you were going to come to New Jersey for the adult convention, I
I
think it was.
did.
Oh, did you come?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you for some reason you didn't come, but
Well,
I thought they sponsored that for some reason, or they were a big sponsor of that convention.
that's where I met them at, was that
Oh, okay.
one.
Well, there you go.
That
They have
was,
some
well,
crazy
I,
stuff.
that, well, that one was three, two years ago, but the last one
Yeah,
I didn't go to.
definitely 2 years ago. Yeah, okay.
The only reason I went, I mean, I hate conventions. I hate them so much. I don't like, I'm very awkward in person, and people wouldn't guess that, but I have to work really hard to not be. I can put on a good front, but it's really mentally exhausting for me to do that.
Well, I have a request though. If you do go to another convention, if I y I you got to bring me along.
Of course. Of course, I'll get you a
I gotta see
pass.
what those things are like. Yeah, that would be fun. We would have a blast, actually.
They've really calmed down, I feel. I feel like they used to be a lot crazier. I went to one in Germany and it was wild.
Oh, Germany's got to
Whoa.
be nuts. Why does Germany have such a stigma of crazy sexual
It's not a stigma, it's reality. Trust me, I was there. It's real.
You crazy Germans over there.
Yeah, they're
It's
wild.
crazy. These people that I went to their site, they're unbelievable. Their stuff on here is crazy looking. Like it's so creative, I guess the right word is, you know, it's like it's really unbelievable some of the stuff they have on here.
What I really like about Bad Dragon's toys is that I don't know if they have their own factory or what the deal is, but with I don't think you could really relate to this much, or I don't know how much toy usage you have with the ladies you've been with, but the toys that aren't made of glass, the ones that are made of that more fleshy-like material, they start to get a weird odor to them, like a very plasticky, just it doesn't seem healthy to be putting inside of you, you know, because it's chemicals essentially.
Right.
And Bad Dragon, I noticed their toys don't break down, like the materials don't break down. Okay. Like it seems healthier in some way. I'm not sure what they're using or what they're doing.
Up on here though, do you know what I'm saying? I find it hard to believe that some girl is going to go on this site and be like, you know what? I really need this. It looks like I don't even know what the hell this is.
But use them to collect them just because they are so cool.
They're art pieces. They are like art pieces of art. Some of these, it's crazy.
They are legitimately art. Like if you look at the detail is amazing.
They have things called masturbators on here, and I'm assuming they're for men because it looks like they look like all like kind of vaginas.
Yeah, if you don't want to get fucked by a dragon, you can fuck a dragon.
You can fuck a dragon, which is really strange because I would find it very tough for me to sit there and use Duke's muzzle, which is fucking basically a dragon's snout with the mouth open to get off. Oh my God. Some of these, I'm like, what? That one of them looks like a monkey's ass. I'm like, what the hell would I want to do that for?
I mean, oh my gosh, they have cum tubes. They can cum now.
What the fuck is that? What's a cum tube?
Okay, hold on. How did I get here? Because I have to get you to this page.
Wait a second. Little squirts? Is that what we're talking about?
Where was this at? How did I get there? I have no idea.
They have a banner. They have a banner at the top. Made to order toys are temporarily unavailable. Click this banner for more information. They're impacted by COVID-19. Even the dildo industry has been impacted. I clicked on shop now. Down low, there's the.
They're getting too many shipments.
Yeah, they're getting too much.
Did we talk about that guy on Amazon, or it was an Amazon worker, and he was like, dildos are not essential. There's this video going around because he's complaining.
I never saw that.
Yeah, which is understandable, you know, like that these Amazon workers are like being like, you know, so overworked. Amazon's hiring like 100,000 people at a time. It's nuts. But they were like, he came on to a news conference. So it was very serious, you know, all like we have Fox out there, we have CNN, we have everybody, everybody's there, ABC. And he went up there and he's like, dildos are not essential items. Stop ordering dildos. And it was just, you couldn't help but to laugh because this guy's trying to be serious, but he's yelling at girls for ordering dildos.
Well, not for nothing. Shame on him for telling girls what's essential and what's not essential.
It's like we can't just, you know, just like jack off.
Yeah, exactly. Just because you can whip it out and take care of yourself doesn't mean the girls shouldn't be able to order dildos.
And those were the top comments to it, where like girls were like, you know, like, how dare you tell us what's essential? But I mean, I do get what he means. Like, you know, like I feel for them. I really do. But
Brie, I'm so fucking naive, Brie. I am wearables. So these look like things that I would put on my wiener. One looks like a fucking pickle that has like a big hole at the end, so you can finish. But it's like a sleeve for your dick. The fuck are these things?
This is crazy. You know what?
See what I'm talking about?
I want to get a squirty one because I've always wanted a penis. Now, I don't see what you're talking about, but I want the one that squirts. Oh, my God. Terrible. I found David's muzzle. Oh, there's Mary. Oh, my God. Oh, you can.
You see what I'm talking about?
You can screw Mary's vagina. But hold on. I need the
do you
one.
See Mary looks like a chimpanzee's ass or something. I don't know what the fuck that is.
It kind of does. I need the squirter, though, because I've always wanted to come on. I need to come on Kayla's face, Jimmy.
Well, then you just found the right website.
Okay. I see. David's the sheath. Flint's sheath.
Oh, you see what I'm talking about, right? The wearables?
Yes. Oh, and then there's a big hole, so you can just shoot your own cum.
Size? Small or medium. Select your color.
Oh, soft, the different firmness, and there's a firmness guide. Okay. Oh, medium's an extra $10. Watch it, yeah. Boys.
Well, you know, you got to pay for the extra. These are temporarily unavailable, by the way.
Of course.
I like how they have you see how you can pick the different colors? They have the bricks for Mario Brothers.
Oh, if you scroll down to the lube, the white lube is the best one. And it looks like real cum. It's very cool.
The white lube. I see it. The cum lube. Oh, I see. Cum lube. So yeah. is that what you stick in the toy that you wanna get?
Perhaps that's what you're supposed to do, but they had given me like a swag bag when I was there, okay. And that was in it. And I, you know, just was like, well, let me try it out. And I really enjoyed it.
What is in the swag bags at an adult convention? It's got to be some swag bags going around over there.
They put in a lot of like hand sanitizer, vitamin C tablets, because there's like, you know, you're coming in contact with so many people.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So a lot of it was like preventative from getting sick type of things.
Very well thought out.
Yeah.
They're not just throwing freaking lube and shit in there. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
There was a variation of things to help get you through the actual convention itself, which was really nice.
So these little squirt things, okay, it says that you infuse, they have like a syringe type thing that you take that cum lube and you inject it into the.
Well, I already have a syringe, so we're set on that part.
Okay, well, you're all set. You got part of the paraphernalia already.
Exactly. So, well, I bought one, and I'll tell you why. Okay, listen. Yeah. There's nothing worse or more messy. You know, I'm a pretty neat freak, okay? So. Mm-hmm. It's terrible to just slap some lube on your hand and then slap it on the surface of the vagina. That's not what we're trying to lubricate here, okay? We're trying to lubricate the inside. We want to make it so it's nice and free-flowing, no friction. So yeah. I bought off of Amazon, of course. This was before the pandemic,
How many stars?
I think it was 5 stars. I should give it a review because it works very well, where you can just dip it into the lube bottle, you know, syringe it out, get the amount you need, and then you could stick it all the way in the vagina, squirt it in there. And then you know, don't use too much because then it'll leak out, you know, just enough. And then the inside of the vagina is lubricated without any mess. Wow.
And who knew? And this one, it says all little squirts include a complimentary syringe and 1 2-ounce travel size bottle of lube. So if you buy one of these, you're going to have an extra syringe.
Oh, there's all different colors.
I just don't understand how it works. Like, how does the shit come out of the tube? You know what I'm saying? Like, do you have to blow it out or something? I mean, what do you do?
Well...
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like there's a pump or anything, it doesn't look like.
The little cockatrice is ready to prove he's just as loaded as his larger counterpart. In his case, small, definitely mighty. And he's eager to show you the slickest ride ever. Our little squirt accessories are lube applicators designed to help you prepare for play sessions and measure approximately 3 inches in length. They're the perfect accessory for those wanting to try out the cum tube feature or just need the little extra slick feeling before tackling a new challenge. All little squirts include complimentary. Oh, yeah, you read that part.
Yeah. So do you understand what I'm saying? Like, they don't tell you how you get the lube from the tube out to the front of the little cockatrice or whatever.
That's what I was hoping for. Yeah, I was hoping for the explanation. We may need to get them on a phone call.
I think we got to reach out to them.
We need a podcast with Bad Dragon.
Yes. Writing that down right now. Bad Dragon. That'll go a long way if we get some descriptions on how some of this works.
I literally love them. The price is, you know, you're definitely not going to get cheap ass, you know, China made Amazon dildo prices on here. I'm pretty sure these are made right here in the US.
They're not that bad. I just clicked on one and it's only $55. That's really not that bad. I mean, that's for a mini, but
an extra
large one. If you really need an extra large one, it's $145. It's $55. So it's almost $200 if you got a huge one, you know, but a medium one's only $100. I can't imagine that's out of the the range of somebody who wants to get something with quality, you know?
And like I said, they don't disintegrate like the other ones right. do. So they're going to have a lot longer life expectancy. So you actually might save money buying these as opposed to, you know, having to get a new one every 6 months to a year, what have you.
You can click on 3D and have a 3D rendering of the, of the dildo.
Oh my God. It's loading. Oh my God. Spins. Look at it go.
It spins.
They thought of everything.
Who knew this Purge podcast would turn into us reviewing dildos online here?
Cockatrice Little Squirt is only $35.
Yeah, that's the mini though. If you click on the drop down.
Oh, here's Kayla. Kayla, can I come on your face with the dildo? She said, sure.
Poor Kayla. Kayla.
She's laughing.
We got some problems here, Kayla. she's found the tubes here.
I already try to get out a lotion bottle and like pretend I'm coming on her with that. Like I'm like, oh, right. And I like jerk and like squirt the lotion and she's like, stop it. You know,
this is the second time, Brie, that we've had a discussion here that one time you were walking around like you had a dick and you were fucking her knee. And now you want to fucking come on her face. Are you trying to tell me something?
Basically, I told you I want a penis. I'm not going to sacrifice my vagina for it though. Like it's too precious. Too many things could go wrong. I feel
right.
It's not worth it to me.
You would have been blessed if you were a hermaphrodite is what you're telling me. you would have been extremely happy if you had both tools
or just born with the penis, you know, but I'm not, now that I've been born with a vagina, it feels so good. Yeah. I don't want to take that away.
Yeah.
They have
very nice clothes too. They have some nice, like nice hats and stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
Pop sockets. They have pop sockets for your phone.
Stop.
Yep. They have everything, man. This is like McNasty Cast. We have baby clothes for McNasty Cast and stuff.
Of course you guys do. Where do you see this? I'm not seeing.
You scroll all the way down. If you click on shop now and then you scroll all the way down, there's merchandise. There's stickers.
Oh, they have little animals. Little stuffed animals.
Stuffed animals, yes.
Gym bags.
They have pasties for your nippy nips.
I wonder how well these sell.
I have to think that like the anime stuff sells because people love that kind of stuff, you know?
Sample disc set. What are the discs? What are they?
What the fuck are discs? How about the teeny weenies?
Oh, unsure of which firmness is best for you.
Oh, okay.
So these are basically like little test discs for you, like samples. Like so,
I wouldn't be able to say it either. I would have said dicks too.
me shopping at RH. You know, like okay, what yeah. type of cloth? What color do we want? Yeah. Okay, let's buy our samples. This is the same thing. You can buy samples for your new penis that will be arriving.
They have teeny weenies, which is a 5-pack of little tiny dildos. I'm definitely going to buy these for Bobby for his birthday.
Oh my! See, they're collectibles.
They're little collectibles. They're like little. They're like action figures.
I love how they even bought a little shopping cart to put them on. A
baby shopping cart to throw them in. Yeah.
They thought of everything. This quite is cute.
Possibly one of the most sought after pieces of Bad Dragon merchandise. We're happy to present our teeny weenies. We really got to get these people on the phone. That's it right there. We need to get them on the phone.
I love them.
Some of these wieners are really scary looking, though. I can't imagine somebody's like, oh, this is a great looking wiener. They have award-winning toys, though.
I have too many. I have about a 150-pound box of dildos.
What? 150 pounds?
Yeah.
So you just have a box? So what's the process on choosing what you're going to use?
Well, no, it's the end of the road for them. It's their grave.
It's my dildo coffin, goddammit, Jimmy.
It is. And see, my hopes, because I have a lot of nasty guys that follow me and they're like, oh, I want this used. I want that used. And so I've been waiting to start my used dildo store.
Well, it sounds like you got a good inventory.
I do. And I keep waiting for the opportunity to present itself, but it has yet to pop its head. But you know, it's kind of like with the panties. The panty sales went amazing, which I still have plenty of panties as well.
How did you come up with that idea? Was that like something that somebody else was doing? You're like, that's a great idea. Or did you have an excess of panties that you just decided, you know, what would be a good idea to get rid of these to sell them?
All of my ideas come from my customers. So if I get someone, if I have at least 5 requests of something, I turn it into a business. Hey, you should do phone calls. If I have 5 emails over the course of 6 months that say I should do phone calls, guess what? It's going to pop up on my website. You can buy phone calls from me, which is currently available, BrieOlson.com. So yeah, the same with the panties. I just had enough guys ask. And so I started selling them. I don't right now, but I did. Right. And it went really well. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And if anybody wants a pair of my undies, you know, just reach out.
shoot them a DM on Twitter. Yeah, at Jimmy Knapp.
At Jimmy Knapp, I got some boxers that I could probably get rid of.
Yeah.
Some boxer briefs.
He needs to go through his closet, get rid of some clothes. Cool. So
your plan now, so you have your dildo coffin.
Yeah.
Which if I knew about this, I would go online and find a small coffin
large. Not this is small, a, you know what I mean? Like, lot of them.
You don't need a 6-foot, you don't need a real coffin.
At the rate I'm going.
That's true, at the rate you're going. What's the I guess maybe my question is what's the determination of when it goes into the coffin?
Okay, so I have these one vibrators that I use for my personal use when Kayla's not around and I have to knock one out. They're just these regular run-of-the-mill vibrators that take AA's, and they have a very short life expectancy. They're good for about 10 to 15 jack-offs, and they're done. Okay. They're dead. Like something in them just stops working. Okay. So I have to get rid of them. But no other brand, I'm sure there's more reliable ones out there, but they just don't do it for me. So I just continually buy these vibrators. So I have at least 300 of them in this box that are dead. Yeah,
and let me ask you a question. Do you have like a stockpile just so when one dies, you have another one ready to go?
You know it.
Of course you do. I'm OCD. I have my back catalog. That's fun. Absolutely. That's funny. So those die. Like as far as dildos go though, like what's the life expectancy of that? And how do you know when it's done?
Well, like I said, the ones they get this bad smell to them, very plasticky smell. They get discolored, which is very weird because, you know, I'm a very clean person and I'll just put them in the nightstand and they start getting like these black spots on them.
I'm ashamed of my lack of dildo knowledge, by the way.
Yeah, but they just get weird spots and it's just odd and they taste funny. Don't ask me why I'm tasting dildos.
You took the words out of my mouth or whatever you want to say.
They taste bad, but we have our tried and true's, the ones that Kayla and I use, they're glass. So they're not going anywhere. They last their lifetime expectancy. So
you're not worried about the glass breaking? Or that's impossible.
Near and not possible you're having sex. No.
Right, right. If you drop it on a hard surface or something like that, then it
right.
could break.
Which we're not, you know, fucking on the kitchen counter. I had to do that plenty in porn. From here on out, it is in bed only, soft surfaces. You know, we're not on rocks at the ocean on the beach. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I understand that. I can appreciate that. I've been there, done that.
Yeah. No more. No more of that. I want missionary.
So you aren't doing panty sales anymore?
Not right now.
No, huh?
No. Taking a little break.
And when do you think you're going to start the dildo sales?
Geez, you know, I don't know. I have to kind of put some feelers out there and see if any guys are interested in that.
I can't imagine if people are buying panties, I can't imagine they're not going to be interested in that, you know?
So, okay, I have a funny story. So, a gentleman had bought a pair of my panties, and it isn't unusual for them to send me photos back of them doing something with the panties. It could be wearing them in different areas, or, you know, other things that I will not mention right now. So I received a photo of this particular gentleman, and it was an orange and yellow pair of panties that had purple stars on them, and they were a pair of thongs. Oh, nice. And he decided to put them over his head.
Okay.
And you could see his eyes on each side, and it was kind of like a mask effect. And
so I have the visual right, the part that went up, that goes up your butt crack, going over the top of his head, and the vagina part was over his mouth and nose?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So maybe he's showing you he's prepared for he's got his mask for COVID-19.
This was before COVID, but he has a mask. You know, anyone out there wondering how to protect yourselves, thongs work just great.
Perfect.
So when people send images now, it's usually from their phone, and the phone has the geotags on them.
Yeah, of course.
I was going through my photos one day, and I was looking at the maps because I was trying to find, the last time we were at the carpet store looking at, you know, rugs, I wanted to see the photos of those, and I thought the easiest way would be just to look at my tag locations
so I could
find the rug store. Well, I stumble across the photos of this guy.
And, oh my God.
And I'm like, well, where was he? He was
Where the heck was
he? He was at an eye center.
He was at an eye center?
So I'm unsure if he's an eye doctor, an eye technician, a patient that went into the bathroom.
Yeah, a patient that is like, you know what? I got to take these underwear out now and take a picture. I don't know. Well, My word of advice is do not go to that eye center, because you don't want to walk into and the doctor's like, how you doing? And you're like, oh my God, this is the guy that had my panties on his head.
I thought that was pretty amazing.
That is awesome. I like that he's using it as a mask though. That's a very, very smart.
And people should be wearing
masks. They should be wearing their PPE.
100.
Yeah, exactly.
You know it.
So are you going to take Mistress Satine's idea? Are you going to utilize that, or like, so your current dildos that aren't on death's door that aren't in the coffin, how do you keep track of them?
I mean, well, I don't have that many out at any given time. You know, I try to be minimalistic in nature. So I have my current one in usage. I have my drawer of the ones yet to be opened, and then Kayla and I have our two glass ones that we each have our own, because we have our own taste and what we like. And then we also have three that I use for my OnlyFans and FanCentro for my naughty time.
I'm looking at her door right now, and she has one that looks like brass knuckles with a dildo coming out.
I saw that. There's ones with tails.
That one looked a little scary to me. That looks like you're punching somebody in the ass or something with that freaking thing. I don't know what the hell that is.
And then
she's got crazy shit in here.
The ones with the holes, those are ones that go on strap-ons. So she's obviously pegging some of these guys.
Uh-huh. Good old pegging.
Speaking of sex workers, I have found girls that are interested on being on for our next podcast. Yes, the listeners are going to be very excited. We're going to have a third person on.
Awesome.
And yes, this is going to be very fun. I'm so, so stoked about this.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah. So
I'm excited about this.
I'm not exactly sure which one we're going to be having on yet, but if it's the one I'm thinking, nobody knows. She has to come on anonymously. Nobody knows what she does. Her family, she has a regular job as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she's been doing this for, I think, 7 years. So she will be super interesting to have on and hear about, like, basically a double life that she's leading and, you know, her having this normal job. And I mean, oh my gosh, like it's wild, you know, and it's kind of like also a dream of mine because I can never have that anonymity, you know, I will also get to live vicariously through her, through this podcast.
Yeah. For her to keep it quiet. That's awesome. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to hear from some of these women and their stories.
Hopefully next week then, right?
Next week, we're having someone on regardless, whether it's her or one of the other girls. But there are some that are very excited to share their stories and their experiences. So I'm really looking forward to having them on.
Awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, me too.
So we'll wrap it up there, and I guess we'll talk during the week, and hopefully we could tweet out during the week who we're going to have on, and we can bring everybody up to speed on who the guest will be. And if people want to ask us questions, you can go to confesstobrie@gmail.com and send us an email with your questions. Or if you go to Anchor, I will send Brie the link for you guys to send us voicemails. This way, if anybody had any questions that we think we can put on the air, we'll have them on the air.
Yes, and if you try to send me any personal voicemails and being a creep, we'll also put those on the air. So just, you know, keep that in mind, you little creepers.
Yes. Yes, we will. I will figure out a way to do that.
Yeah,
so
we'll call you out.
Yes, right. That is, and we'll do that. So,
but
all right, well, I'll talk to you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, but if you guys want to leave voicemails of your stories and you want the anonymity and all of that, you know, be sure to share your experiences, stories, anything that you have to share with us. We would love to hear about so we can discuss on our podcast. You want to go by an alias, we'll use your alias name, give you a shout out, what have you.
Awesome. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you later in the week, and goodbye, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. All right. Talk soon. Right. Bye.
Bye.